Okay, now so we get started, yeah, to have this whole Gimbi Ha WordPress testing. And my name is Ting Ting Wang. And you could, yeah, just introduce your name very shortly.
Okay, my name is Christina Gao.
Okay, thank you. And first, I think I would like to ask you some very basic questions.
Mm-hmm.
So you will get to know what we are going to do today. So as my paper already showed you before,
yeah.
We have already, we planned 3 rounds of tests.
Mm-hmm.
So the first round of tests is going to be very easy. And in total, it has 3 questions.
Yeah.
And then we will go to the second, yeah, which is the middle level round test. And here's also 3 questions. And then the last one is the most difficult one, the third round test, which is only, yeah, concludes 2 points for us to test.
Okay.
And then I would like to ask you some questions,
mm-hmm.
as a warm-up,
yeah.
So we all get to know what we are about to do for the test.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to have a brief introduction about Gimbi Ha. It's actually a business idea from me,
mm-hmm.
And it's a website which, from my business idea, that I want to provide law service to the target group, which is the Chinese people,
mm-hmm.
in Europe, so they can have different kind of law consultant service, yeah, from my website.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 4 different kind of segmentations. The first is the family law, which,
mm-hmm.
I find, in my opinion, you're the perfect, yeah,
yeah.
test person for this segmentation.
Mm-hmm.
And second is the corporate law.
Mm-hmm.
And the third is the cross-border. And the fourth is the dispute resolution. So then you have a overlook about what is Hold Gimbi Ha,
mm-hmm.
and what kind of information is going to be presented, yeah, in my website. And here I have in total 4 questions,
yeah.
as a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
First question I would like to ask you, have you already done before WordPress tests?
No, never.
Okay. And second question. Okay. And second is, yeah, have you already experienced WordPress tests with function?
Never.
It doesn't matter which kind of function, like whatever kind of a function for WordPress test. Have you done before?
No.
Okay. And then third question is, have you already done a subscription online one time before? If yes, which one and where?
I don't think so. Maybe not. I don't remember this now.
Okay. And then that, okay, here comes the last question for our beginning. Have you heard about RGB? And if you heard about it, what is about it? Do you know that?
I never hear about this.
Okay. Now we will go to the first, yeah, real test,
mm-hmm.
for our WordPress project, Hold Gimbi Ha. And here I'm gonna record a short video,
mm-hmm.
and also give you the task. So num is the round one, yeah, which,
mm-hmm.
is very simple. And wait a minute, I need to do the preparation that I want to get myself ready,
mm-hmm.
to have a video. So the first, please, yeah, wait a minute. So now you can, yeah, grab the mouse, get started. And the first test is about the landing page, yeah, which you're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to tell me which information you see from there.
I can see here company, service, team, contact, and download.
And any other informations?
And here is company name, Holt GmbH. And here is also language you can choose, English, Chinese.
Yes, and what about other informations?
Which service do you have here? From 4 count floor.
Yeah.
And
and what else do you see still if you scroll down?
Guaranteed.
And promise, yeah.
Okay, and promise, yeah.
And yeah, you can still scroll down.
This is comment from customer.
Yeah, comment, yeah, from customer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who already used the service from Holt GmbH.
Okay.
And still like some other information that you can find from the landing page.
Okay.
FAQ?
Yeah. And other question?
Yeah.
From here. Then in the end.
Yeah, that is impression. And then data policy.
RGB.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Wait a minute. Okay, now we go to the second question. For the round one. How many comments you can see from there, from the landing page? Can you check for me? Comment.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
In total, do you think how many comments we can see here?
It's a always jump, so.
Yes, because it's more than 3.
Okay.
You can check by the name, for example, Lucy Yang. And then?
So, Lucy Yang, and John, Vicky.
Yeah.
Sophia, James, Alexander Lee.
Yep.
Okay, then it's 4.
Yeah, it's 4.
Yeah.
But will you question the name of the people? Because they look like Asian people, but some of the name, for example, Sophia James.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's not good or it's okay or?
This is okay.
You think it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
I also have an English name.
Okay, yeah, you're right, yeah. And now we will go to the last question for the round one test. How many questions you can find by the FAQ?
FAQ?
Yes. Question. Here, yeah. How many questions? Okay. Yeah.
8 questions.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. It is 8 questions. And now we comes to the round 2 test,
mm-hmm.
which is middle level. It's not that easy, but it's also not the most difficult. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Questions from the round 2. The first question is, yeah, could you please find the company and then tell me how many texts you can find there? Wait a minute, I think, yeah, there may be a problem. Wait a minute, let me check. Yeah, please, yeah, check one more time. Try one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find the text, yeah, from here? How many paragraph text can you find from the menu?
3.
Company, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is 3, yeah.
Yeah.
And second questions. Can you please, find the videos from service and tell me how many videos you can find there? Oh, that's only, you can ask me a question. You can ask me any time question.
Yes, this is only photo.
Yeah,
okay.
Above is only photo.
Yes, videos.
Yep.
Okay, 2, 3, 4 videos.
Yeah, in total it's 4 videos.
Mm.
And then it comes the second question. No, the last question for the round 2 test. Can you tell me, is it easy to find data policy?
Yeah, it's easy.
Could show me and then? Yeah, please click data policy. Yes,
mm-hmm.
correct.
Mm-hmm.
And now it comes to the round 3,
mm-hmm.
which is the most difficult part about this test. And it might be takes a little bit more time for you to find the information.
Mm-hmm.
And here I would like to make a short video as well. And first question, can you please tell me how to finish a subscription by contact? And could you please go to contact?
Yeah.
And then finish, the subscription registration.
Mm-hmm. So I should write in the information here?
Yeah, just type your name and then your email information, and then submit it.
Okay.
Do you need help?
Yeah.
You want the at, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can go with this one and then with there. Yeah. Then you can, right?
Okay.
And then submit it, So, was it easy?
Yeah.
For you to just, finish or complete the subscription registration?
Yeah, it's so easy.
Okay, great. And now we will go to the last test for the round three.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, can you tell me the contact information from the company Hold GmbH?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me from which one you can find the contact information of the Hold GmbH. It is in Passion or Data Policy or RGB. I want the company contact information, which is the company number. For example,
mm-hmm.
if I want to call your company, there should be a number that I can reach.
Telephone number?
Yeah, this number. Mm-hmm. And also from the impression or data policy or RGB, there's also contact information for the company, Hold GmbH. Can you check for me, please?
And okay, here, contact information.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the data policy, can you also find the contact information?
Yeah, also.
Yeah, let's click and check. Is there any contact information here?
Here? Email and telephone number.
Yes, exactly. And then what about RGB? Can you check also RGB? Is there any contact information there?
RGB.
There's no, right? There's just regulations about RGB, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And I just realized I should change the number here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no plus.
Okay.
I realized, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I already have like a 0043
mm-hmm.
and then should no plus at the beginning.
Yeah, otherwise plus 43 is also okay. Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm.
it is like that. Mm. And thank you for the test. Yeah, and now I will end up this WordPress test for my website Hold GmbH with some questions because
mm-hmm.
I genuinely want to have some feedback from you. And I will have in total, I think 8 questions so
mm-hmm.
I can have a really comprehensive feedback
mm-hmm.
from you.
Mm-hmm.
The first question, after you finish this test,
mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy it? First question, do you enjoy this test? Yeah, if you yes or no, can you tell me why?
Yes, it's very interesting. First time I have this kind of test. Now I know how it works.
Okay. And second
mm-hmm.
is will you consider like to take this website as an information platform that you can use maybe in your life? Do you consider this do you want to take this website
mm-hmm.
as an information platform that you can read something useful for your life?
Yeah.
Which information you will think is useful for you? Oh, you find the homepage, right? The landing page, right?
Yeah.
Which content? Which? Which information you find is useful for you?
Look at family law.
Okay, family law. Yeah.
Yeah.
You find this information is very relevant to you, right?
Yeah.
Great, and question 3. Do you find all of the reminds that I gave you so you can finish this test, do you find the information that I gave you is enough?
Yeah.
Or
it's,
the
it's,
sign is clear enough?
Yeah, it's enough.
Okay.
Mm.
But do you wish, there's some other information that I can give you, or I can inform you in a better way? Is there anything that I can better? Or I can improve? Yeah, how about the question? I said, do you find, you know, the way how I guide you to go through this test, all of the information that I gave you, do you think is there good enough? Is it, is it big enough? Is it clear enough?
Mm. I think so, because it's for me, it's very fast to find.
Okay, and now it will come the first question. When you go through this test, do you sometimes have something, some kind of feeling that here, it doesn't work very well, or there I find this detail is not good enough? Do you have this kind of feeling?
For the home page.
Yeah.
I think the layout should be. This position should be changed a little bit.
Okay.
For example, here, the comment I think should be in the end is better.
You said like FAQ should stay in the front of the comment, and the comment goes to the very end.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I think this will be better. For me, it's better feeling.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. And the fifth question, we have in total 3 rounds of test. The easy one, the middle, easy or middle difficult one, and then the third is the most difficult one. Which we have this the 3 different kind of test rounds. Which rounds you like best?
This 3 test.
The first is very three easy question, and the second is the middle level. It's also 3 questions. I ask you, and then the last one is 2, a little bit more difficult, which is all the most difficult. From this WordPress test, and which rounds you like the best?
The last one.
You like the last one, right? Okay. And what is the reason?
This is France. This is so simple.
Okay, so simple,
The last one. So I can learn more from this, what you're working from the web.
Okay. And now comes the 6th question. How do you feel when you use your hand, and also use the mouse to click here and there from the website? How does it feel? It feels good, it feels very fluent, it feels a little bit lost or a little bit confused to find the right information, what I want you to find, or everything is generally great?
Everything is great.
It's fluent, right? It's very fluent to use, efficient to use?
Yeah.
Okay. And now I have the 7th question. Is there, for every little object from this website, through our test, do you find then there's very easy to recognize? There's very easy for you to see and to find then? Is it easy or is it not easy?
It's easy to see, but only from here.
Yeah.
This sign.
You mean the family law, right?
Yeah,
corporate law.
Yeah.
Dispute solution or cross border. And this sign might bring some misunderstanding.
Yeah.
People will think there's still more information or content, right?
Yeah.
There. Okay, great. And how about the layout and also the usage? Yeah. How about the layout design, the color, and the usage of the website when you do this test? Do you find it it's good or is there anything that you find, well, that point I wish it could be better, or is there anything you think can be improved?
I think everything's okay. Only this should be cancelled, that we don't have any misunderstand from here.
Yeah, you mean the sign, right?
Yeah,
from the segmentation of different kind of, four different kind of law service, right?
Yes.
This sign should be removed. Okay, great.
And from here,
yeah,
I can here can click in, get more information.
You mean the FAQ question, right?
Yes,
there's also
here not, you see.
Yeah, yeah, you're
so,
right. Yeah, yeah.
It's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. I totally agree with you, because they are the same sign, but from the FAQ,
yeah,
there's always an answer.
Mm-hmm.
There's more
information
under
here.
Mm. But here, above here, from our service, four different services. Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
And great, then... Yeah, that's our test. And thank you so much, for taking time to go through this test.
It's my pleasure.
I hope I also bring something, some new experience, for you.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Welcome.